Our first public hearing is conditional use number 1872, the applicant being Kim Swan.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in a MR medium density residential district for a multifamily dwelling structure proposing two units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 6,000 square feet more or less, lying north of Admiral Road, 200 feet east of Route 1, and being Lot 14 within Tower Shores subdivision. For the benefit of the record, and I'm passing these down to the commission members, is a small set of documentation. That's a copy of a set of minutes from the Board of Adjustment for September 20th of 2010, where the board considered the minimum lot size requirements and the purpose of a variance for this parcel. And also a copy of the tax map of Tower Shore showing the site and related parcels. Also, for the benefit of the commission, I pass down copies of the site plan for this application, and I also provide for the commission a similar site plan tax map, but it's superimposed and shows the densities within Tower Shores on all the parcels, and that's the document that the staff has maintained for probably 20 years as it relates to Tower Shores due to the number of applications for multifamily that have taken place in Tower Shores, either by the Board of Adjustment, pre-existing the zoning, or by the Commission and Council as conditional uses or change of zones. We received two agency comments, first one being from the Department of Transportation. This was received on May 21st. It is in the form of a support facilities report. It makes reference to Coastal Highway from Fred Hudson Road being Route 360 to Road 50A, which would be at the inlet. A traffic impact study was not recommended. The current service level is C and will not change as a result of this application. The second correspondence is from the Sussex Conservation District. It's in the form of a memorandum received on October 26. It makes reference that there is one soil type at this location, that the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation after completion of construction. There are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected. It is not likely that any on-site drainage improvements will be required due to the sandy soils, and there will be no necessity for any off-site drainage improvements. And lastly, from agencies from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, I received a memorandum on the 12th of November making reference to this location. The site is located in the North Bethany extension of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District. Wastewater capacity is available. Ordinance 38 construction will not be required. The current system connection charge rate is $4,515 per equivalent dwelling unit. The parcel is served with 1 6-inch lateral located along the parcel's frontage on Admiral Road. Conformity to the South Coastal Area Planning Study 2005 update will be required. A concept plan is not required, and lastly, the county requires that a county licensed plumber obtain a disconnect permit and properly disconnect the existing structure from sewer. The disconnection requires inspection and approval by Sussex County personnel and shall be completed before undertaking site work, moving or demolishing the existing structure, or issuance of a building permit for new construction. And that was signed by John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. And at this time, that's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
Thank you, Mr. White. Someone here representing this application?
Yes, good evening, gentlemen. For the record, my name is James Fuquay. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown. I represent the applicant, Kim Swan, who is seated behind me here to my left. This is an application for a conditional use for a two-unit multifamily dwelling. to be located at 14 Admiral Road in the Tower Shores development, which, as you know, is located on the east side of Route 1, just south of the Indian River Inlet Bridge. Lot 14 is a standard-sized lot in Tower Shores. It's 60 by 100, containing 6,000 square feet. In order to build a duplex on a lot, Mr. Swan needs to receive conditional use approval for the duplex. In addition, in this case, Mr. Swan also needed a variance from the square footage requirements for each unit, and that application was presented to the Sussex County Board of Adjustment, and that was approved on September 20th of this year, and there is a copy of that decision in the exhibit package that I had submitted. Mr. Swan basically inherited this property from his parents. They originally purchased the lot and home in 1960. There's an existing cottage-type home on the property. It's built on the ground, and it actually was one of the few homes that survived the March 1964 storm. And this picture isn't totally relevant to what I'm doing, but it's such a neat picture I want to show you. The house in question is the house right here. I don't want to enter this for the record because it's Mr. Swan's picture. But as you can see, there wasn't a whole lot in Tower Shores at the time that, that they owned it. And obviously, if you're familiar with Tower Shores, it's a pretty well-developed, fairly dense density development this time. Now, over the years in Tower Shores, an established trend has occurred with most of the older homes that were there being removed and newer homes constructed. And many of the newer homes that have been constructed have been condos or duplex-type units. The second exhibit that I submitted with the package is a copy of the tax map, kind of showing the area. And this is what Mr. Lank referred to. This actually was prepared by the Planning and Zoning Office. Is in a record that they keep of the of Tower Shores development. And I've Mr. Swan's lot is lot 14, which is highlighted in green on the exhibit I submitted. And I think you can see just on Admiral Road, if you go down to the corner at Route 1, which is to the west of the site, that's actually Zone B1, and there was a conditional use approved there for multifamily dwellings. Next to Mr. Swan's property on the east is a duplex that was approved as a conditional use, and you can see further down Admiral Road there are three or four additional conditional use approvals for condos or duplexes. Across Admiral Road on the south side there, the four lots directly across from Mr. Swan's property all have conditional use approval for duplexes. And then again, further east on Admiral Road, there's additional conditional uses that were approved for duplexes. So basically, that type of development is what's occurred on Admiral Road. And quite frankly, that's the type of development that has occurred throughout Tower Shores. And all those duplexes that have been developed are on lots that are of similar size of Mr. Swan's. And I didn't check each one of them, but they all appear to have required conditional use approval as well as variances for lot size. So this type of a conditional use not only exists in this area, but it's probably the majority type of use in Tower Shores. And our application is consistent with the nature of the area. It will have no adverse impact on the existing uses or value since it's going to be similar to them. As far as all the normal things, we normally go over sewer, water, other utilities, shopping in the area, school district, fire protection. All of those services will be the same as already currently exist and provide service to the existing homes in Tower Shores. And quite frankly, in summary, the proposed conditional use is actually more consistent with the area than the existing cottage that's located on the property. When I rode down Admiral Road, quite frankly, I believe this was the only old cottage that was still built on the ground. Everything else was meant flood elevation levels and things of that nature. So I do have some proposed findings that I'll submit to Mr. Lank. I think it's a pretty straightforward application, and that basically is everything I have to present to you, other than any questions you might have.
All right, sir. And we appreciate that. We will see if there are any. Make sure you get Mr. Swan's photo back. Thank you for sharing that with the commission. And we will start with Mr. Ross.
Mr. Fuquay, if the commission was to act favorably on this application, what hours of construction would you propose you would need to conduct this work?
I'm not certain, but I believe Tower Shores has a restriction regarding construction hours, and it would have to conform to those requirements. In fact, I believe you can't do heavy construction after...
I don't think they have any hours.
Mr. Swan, if you're going to speak, you need to identify yourself.
Hi, this is Kim Swan. I believe there are no construction hour limits, but there's days of the year that limit it to between the week after Labor Day to the Tuesday after Memorial Day.
You can do interior work after during that time, but not heavy exterior work.
What were those dates again, or approximately?
I believe it's the week after Labor Day to the Tuesday after Memorial Day for heavy construction.
And do you think just normal 8 to 5 hours during the work week would be sufficient, or?
They may work at 7 or 7:30 through the winter, given it's lighter earlier.
Morning.
If this is approved, it is Mr. Swan's plan to move forward immediately, and he's hoping to have all the heavy construction done before Memorial Day.
And then will there be a dumpster on site for construction debris and stuff during construction, or what are your plans there?
We haven't finalized all the construction plans yet with the builders, but there will most likely be some sort of a container on site for any refuse or waste materials.
And
for some,
some sort of temporary sanitary facilities, porta
yes.
potty or something like that. No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. My question would be is, why can't the commission just make all these lots available to do the duplexes, given that save everyone else the time and trouble and application fees? But I guess we can't do that, can we, Councilor?
Not tonight, you can't. No.
That's not the application. I have no questions, Mr. Smith.
Mr. Burton?
No further questions. No questions. I didn't have a first.
Mr. Lang?
I didn't have any question. Just looking at the drawing that we prepared for the subdivision, it appears that there's only approximately 4 vacant lots in the subdivision, and the one that there was only 4 single-family homes.
Existing?
Other than multifamily, yeah, in the whole project.
I think there's 3 vacant lots now.
3 vacant lots. I'm just going by this older. This is probably prepared about 6 months or a year ago.
And our cottage, and there's one other.
I wasn't counting yours, matter of fact.
I was to say our cottage, and there's one other existing structure from back in from the dates of that photo remaining, and that's on one of the different roads, and that's it.
That's all I had.
Mr. Robertson?
I don't have any questions, thanks.
Mr. Abbott?
No question.
All right, gentlemen, if you'll take your seat, we'll see if anyone from the public has an interest in your application. Is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1872, Kim Swan? Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1872, Kim Swan? Anyone on the commission or staff have any further questions? If not, we'll close the public hearing. Thank you.